This is a really exciting time, I think, to be having conversations around how we talk about autism, how we think about the language associated and terminology related to autism. There's a few things to think about. The first is the ongoing conversation about the use of person-first language or identity-first language. For years as professionals, I was a teacher, I was taught to use person-first language, I would say a student with autism. However, in the last few years, we're hearing more and more from autistic individuals in the autism community saying, no, they would really prefer to use identity first language. So, autistic individual, autistic student, indicating that autism really is part of their identity and who they are, not an attachment that they have with autism. They are autistic. However, there's really not consensus, of course, across all autistic individuals or caregivers or professionals in the autism community. The best rule of thumb when it's possible is to ask somebody how they prefer to be described or discussed, whether they prefer person first or identity first language. Another consideration, I think this is gaining traction in the United States, and it certainly is in other countries. Is while the official term around diagnosis is autism spectrum disorder, many people are moving away from the term disorder, thinking about difference or just a spectrum, just saying that so and so is on the autism spectrum. And that's a way of acknowledging that without using the disordered term. Next, people are moving away from using the language around high and low functioning. Instead of thinking someone as high or low functioning, we think much more about what are their nuanced needs around support. They may need a lot of support or higher support around their communication needs, but they may need really low support around their adaptive behavior or independence. Instead of thinking high and low functioning as a one-off description of an individual, it's really thinking about what are their tailored needs around levels of support. And the last, becoming more familiar or more comfortable with the terms neurodivergent and neurodiversity. When we think about neurodiversity, it's this natural variation in brain structure and brain function. Reframing those differences out of a deficit-based model and into a model that acknowledges and even celebrates the diversity in how we think and how we learn and how our brains work.